Can I ask your name?
My name's Duncan. Duncan Blinkhorn. Yeah.
And you're here walking with the protesters. Well, you're actually on your bike.
Trying to be on my bike. Yeah.
And why have you come down today?
Because the world's at a turning point, climate-wise, and I think this credit crunch has come as a really great opportunity to draw people's attention to how we've got to organise things differently to be more sustainable, consume less, to draw that attention to the world leaders' attention to that. I think the problem, it's an important symbol here in the middle of London. It's such a financial centre, big corporations and various self-interests have been driving too much of economic behaviours. So it's a big task, actually. I mean, I think President Obama being here, you know, he is a kind of symbol of hope for a lot of people, but he's up against a lot of big corporate interests, and those are symbolised here in the City of London. So it's a perfect place to come to draw attention to that, really.
Do you think it's going to make any difference?
Yeah, this and a whole load of other protests around the world, and I think people have kind of been sleepwalking into this kind of cul-de-sac, driven by blindly, and I think a lot of people are waking up to that something's got to change. Otherwise, our children, grandchildren are not going to have an ecology that will support their lives, you know, and London will be flooded and, you know, Venice will be underwater and, you know, I mean, we've got to wake up to that. But of course, the main victims, both of the current policies and of climate change, will be the world's poorest. And I think, I'm sure a lot of people say, if I live an hour down the road and I feel I need to be here, there's a lot of people around the world would want to be getting a message to these people, and I think I can quite easily.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
All right. Cheers.